That's 50% off retail price only for my listeners. Call toll-free 855-870-6622, 855-870-6622. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
A woman has been arrested for leaking classified information to the website The Intercept. Here's more on the story from Joe Gomez.
25-year-old reality winner worked with a federal contractor and is accused of leaking information about a supposed Russian hacking attempt right before the election. She faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted. Assange, who was holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, asked the public to back winner. He says she's accused of courage and trying to help us know. He also tweeted that it doesn't matter why she leaked the report, because acts of non-elite sources communicating knowledge should be strongly encouraged.
Sheriff's deputies are still piecing together why a 45-year-old man opened fire on his former workplace yesterday, killing five people before taking his own life. They spent several hours last night looking for evidence at the scene near Orlando, Florida. The gunman, now identified as John Robert Newman Jr., he was fired from the facility back in April. Sheriff's deputies say he was targeting specific employees. USA Radio News.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
A new report from a California psychiatrist says the brains of killers are actually different from everyone else. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
A California-based psychiatrist is offering some insight into those who go on murderous rampages, whether it is terrorism or workplace violence. Dr. Daniel Amen says he is scanning brains of over 1,000 violent criminals, including killers, and he says there's one thing that always looks distinctive.
We see often too much activity in the front part of their brain. They just cannot let go. And if you look in their lives, like the San Bernardino killer, they're rigid and flexible.
And the doctor claims if you can detect brain changes, you can often prevent violence through proper treatment.
When I was growing up, space was the new frontier. I am sure it's going to be the space between your ears going forward.
I'm Chris Barnes.
Amazon has announced they're going to be cutting the cost of their Amazon Prime service for anyone on government assistance. Here's more on that story from Sharon Reed.
The online retail giant says anyone with a valid electronic benefits transfer card for welfare or food assistance can qualify for the special rate of $5.99 a month for a year. The regular Prime annual membership is $99 a year. Prime membership at Amazon includes free two-day shipping and several entertainment options, including unlimited streaming of movies and TV shows. The move is seen as a challenge to Walmart, where it's reported one in five customers pay by food stamps.
USA Radio News.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Welcome to Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Station. It is Tuesday afternoon, June 6th at 3 o'clock. Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. So I have a question for you. Where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas that they can use to meet their everyday challenges? Because there are plenty of challenges out there today, and today's busy in the marketplace. Where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just won't find anywhere else? Well, it's right here on Teachable Moments in Business. This program has been running for almost a year now, and we've had some wonderful guests come to speak with us about their businesses and what has made them successful. What are some of the obstacles that they've had to overcome? They've often talked about who their target audiences are and how to build relationships with their customers. This information is awesome, and it's firsthand information who have been there from people who have been there and done it. So I encourage you to tune in with us every Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We used to be on Thursdays. We've moved to Tuesdays, but the same time frame, 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, if you've missed any of these programs since last June or July, whenever it was that we got started, you can go on the archives on the website, and you can find a link on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce website. There's a link to the radio program. And this is like a podcast. You can listen to this on your home computer. You can listen to these programs on your telephone. So please avail yourself to this information because it's priceless. There's information that you absolutely will not hear anyplace else. And so in order to keep up with your industry, please listen. It may be that somebody that we interview is also in a similar industry, and you can pick up ideas. Or perhaps there are people in other industries that are doing things, marketing tactics. They have a philosophy that might be similar to yours, and you can pick up on that information and use it to your own advantage. So please, it's very important that we keep up to date. We are really lifelong learners today, and if you're not a lifelong learner, you're going to kind of get stuck. And I'm going to I interviewed somebody today, and I'll kind of share some of that information with you. Because this was a person who is not a lifelong learner for business. But before I get to that, I wanted to take a look at the weather report to see what's going on outside. As you know, we've had a tremendous amount of rain, and it doesn't seem to want to go away. So we had some drizzling today. According to the weather report that I'm looking at right now, the sky is overcast. I will agree with that. And the temperature is at about 60 degrees. And the chance of showers today was something like 30% chance. And there will be new rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. Now, tonight, again, the chance of showers will continue with some thunderstorms. It will be cloudy with a low of about 48 degrees. That's another thing. This weather has really been cold in June already. Well, May was cold, too. Parts of it were. Anyway, chance of precipitation tonight is at 30%. And then on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 65 and northeast wind about 6 miles per hour. On Wednesday, we're looking at a chance of showers mainly after 9 p.m. and mostly cloudy. Let's see what else. On Thursday, a chance of showers again. And Thursday night, a chance of showers. So we'll come back later on in the program to give you an extended forecast through to the weekend. But once again, you need to have your umbrella handy just in case. And after a short word from our sponsor, we'll share some stories with you.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
So welcome to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. I own a Rushmore Mentoring Group, which is a division or a DBA, doing business as, out of Califon Connection LLC. We have actually several different businesses. And as a Rushmore Mentoring Group, I have opportunities to counsel small business owners. I do speaking engagements with chambers of commerce, and I teach quite a few core business courses at Raritan Valley Community College. Well, this morning I had a chance to speak to a woman who is in a health-related industry, and she's concerned that she's not making enough money as a single woman, and she wants to earn more money. But when I tried to get her to nail down what her interests were and where she saw opportunities in her industry, she really struggled. So she's a counselor of sorts. So I said to her, well, if you look back at the people that you're counseling, are there common denominators among them, perhaps an age? Or you could look at that target audience to determine what their concerns are and where her expertise lies. And so we came up ultimately with a list of, with an indication that people from the ages of 30 to, say, 55 would be good target audiences for her. The problem with that statement, it really doesn't say who it is that she would be reaching out to or who would be in her target audience. And as I often say to people, you can be general in the nature of a target, but until you know exactly who they are or how to get to them through other companies or individuals, you really can't move forward with any kind of a marketing outreach to attract customers. So we talked about the fact that she could join trade associations, go to conferences, get connected on LinkedIn with other people that do what she does. She could make herself available as a speaker or a consultant to the industries that she has served. And this is all for the purpose of trying to get her own business off the ground. But she's not going to make money overnight. And so many small business owners struggle, especially if they've come out of a corporate environment where they have had what I call a real job. When you have a real job, you've been sheltered for such a long time that it's hard to switch gears. And this was a woman who is, she laments the fact that she has to work 15 hours a day sometimes. Well, I've been self-employed for over 40 years now, and I put in a lot of 12 and 15-hour days. It's just what you do when you have your own business. So I suggested to her that she go on Meetup to see if there are any networking events that are taking place that she could go to where she can tell people what she does to attract an audience. I also recommended that she put together a list of all the people in the whole world that she has met. She needs to make a list of contacts. These could be former clients. It could be colleagues. It could be students that she's been in school with or her instructors, perhaps. It could be her neighbors. It could be some professionals in the marketplace that she has gotten to know through various endeavors. But she needs to keep track of their names, addresses, phone numbers, email addresses, and begin to communicate with them to tell them what it is that she's doing, because they may have suggestions for her. I also talked about forming a focus group. So perhaps if she brings in some people and do what I call tea and crumpets, you know, sit down with them and say, these are the issues I have. This is what I'm thinking about doing. What do you think? She could also build what I call an unofficial board of directors, or perhaps a board of advisors that she can, again, sit down with to ask questions. In fact, when you have a board of advisors, you don't have to meet with them. There may be people that you can call on the phone to say that you appreciate their skills and their knowledge, and you would like permission to keep in touch with them and to sort of bounce ideas off of them to see to get their feedback, because this way she may gain some direction. So I also suggested that she check with the community colleges and even the universities, such as William Patterson. They have programs for business owners that are non-credit courses, and so often they have programs that will help you to achieve your goals through education in subjects as marketing, selling skills, networking skills. It could be that people need to go back to the drawing board to learn how to put a website together, what to put on a website, how to market that website. Maybe there are courses on bookkeeping. QuickBooks is typically the the system of choice. And in fact, as a sidebar, you can use QuickBooks program on your computer for not only your business bookkeeping, but also for personal. That's what I do. I switch back and forth between one checkbook, so to speak, to the other. And this way I can see where we have money. So there are so many courses one can take to really get up to speed. And this was a woman who has not done that. And I have a serious concern that she's going to be having difficulty really making it as an entrepreneur. I'll share a few more points on her knowledge and my recommendations for her after we hear a few short words from our sponsors.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. So I was mentioning a woman that I had counseled today. It was a telephone consultation, and she's at a loss as to how to earn more money in a field that and an industry that actually doesn't make the end of people in the business don't make as much money as she would like to make. So I'm not sure why she wants to continue in that field. As opposed to trying some new approach in serving that industry. But one of the things we talked about was forming a power team. A power team would be made up of a bunch of business professionals who cater to the same clientele. And if she forms a relationship with, say, three or four other individuals, they may very well be servicing the types of clients that she would like to service. So that was a thought that she's going to consider, because you don't know who needs your – many people do not know who needs their business, needs your services. Now, I've been working in the pet industry for over 40 years, and my target audience was pet supply distributors. I could very easily go to a trade magazine directory and find the names of all the distributors, and if I was missing – a few names or there were some blank spots in the sales territory, I could call a retailer and say, who is your local distributor? So this way I could build a database with all the contacts. That's easy. But so many business people really don't know how to reach. They don't know who their target audience is. They know the profile of the kinds of clients they want to serve, but they don't know how to reach those people. So again, forming a power team gives you an opportunity to collaborate with other people to provide services for a customer. Now, I talked about networking and the importance of having a message that you can share with the people that you meet so that you can get them to say, aha, what do you do, and tell me more. So very important to have a message. And in fact, I often teach an elevator speech that starts out with stating the problem that people typically have and then going on to say what you do to address that problem and then offering a benefit. I do a lot of networking. I'm always surprised at the statements that people make. For example, somebody who is a bookkeeper may stand up and say, I have a bookkeeping service and I can keep track of your money. Or an attorney might stand up and say, I'm an attorney and I help people with their real estate and with family matters and business lawsuits or things of that nature. But they really are not citing the problems that people would have. So, for example, with a bookkeeper, they may say, sometimes to the audience, they may say, keeping track of your money in the bookkeeping systems can be time-consuming and awkward, and people just don't have time to do it. That individual would then go on to say that they can help them take control of the bookkeeping system by teaching them how to use it efficiently and giving them advice on maximizing the information that's in a bookkeeping system, which means that that client would then be able to move forward to be more efficient in using the system. An attorney might say that today people are hit with lawsuits that they didn't anticipate, and they find those lawsuits obviously very stressful. So as an attorney, that individual can say, well, I help people look at the problem, come up with a plan to work on it. I take care of all the legal matters, and my client can go on and do their work as usual. So there are techniques in explaining to people what you do so that you get them to knock on your door, which really leads me to the next thought, and that business today is all about inbound marketing or inbound inquiries from people who are in your target audience to get them to be interested in what you do and to want to learn more. But networking is very important, and this lady that I counseled needs to get out there and talk to people to see where she needs to be with her business. But the one thing that struck me with her was that even though she likes doing the work that she's been doing all these years, I didn't get a sense of the passion. I think she's worn out. And if you don't have a passion for what you do, and if it doesn't show, if it's not in your body language, then I think it's much more difficult for you to move ahead in growing whatever that business might be. Another thing that you have to think about in business is your idea feasible? Is it something that you really can do? And I think there are people that rush into businesses without giving consideration to all of the steps and the ins and outs of starting the business. So, for example, people often don't write business plans. And one of the reasons they don't do it is that they're afraid that they may discover that it's not a worthwhile business to pursue. But because the passion is the driver, they bypass writing the plan and then move on. And I've had people come to me who have done that, and they hit a brick wall eventually, and they'll say, now what do I do? And, of course, my response is, well, did you write a business plan? And they'll probably say, no. So really planning your business ahead so that you're ready to launch is very, very important. Some years ago, Damon John on Shark Tank, if you listen to Shark Tank, he's one of the sharks, and he made a statement that really intrigued me, and it's been a while ago, probably about 6 years ago, and I keep a pad and pencil next to my easy chair. And so he made the statement that pioneers perish and settlers prosper. That to me was a really important statement, but I didn't know why. I didn't know what it meant. So I looked it up, and it turns out that there's a lot written about that statement, pioneers perish and settlers prosper. And what he really meant by that is that when some companies get started by people that don't have enough money to really launch a business, but they have the idea. They put an awful lot of effort into the research and development of the product or service. They may patent an item. They may patent a system. They get it started, but they don't have the expertise. They don't have the marketing mindset. They may not have the selling skills. And all of a sudden, they run out of steam. So waiting in the wings, sometimes there are other companies who have more resources that are perhaps more advanced, and they'll see the idea. And they're the settlers. They're the people that take those ideas and they run with it. So settlers prosper. So the other night I counseled another gentleman about his business, and I said to him, if you're going to launch this business, he has an idea that is viable. I said, you better have your ducks in a row before you launch, because if somebody sees what you've done and you don't have your act together, a competitor could pick up from where you leave off. So it's important that you be fully prepared. I counseled another person a week ago on a webinar, actually, that turned out to be there was only two people on the webinar, so we ended up as a counseling session. And there was a woman that was going to introduce a new piece of apparel for women, and she only had one item. And I said, well, what else are you going to sell? And she thought about other items, but she's so focused on introducing one product that she hadn't thought ahead. And my feeling is that it's difficult to sell a one-product line, that you have to have products that will complement whatever it is that you've started, and then be ready to introduce the next product, because people eventually are going to say, what else do you have? And in the case of this apparel item, people are just going to, it was for women only, pretty much, and women are not going to need a lot of these things. So there comes a point that the pipeline will be empty. So it's very important that you can follow up with additional products in order to keep that customer coming back, because today the name of the game, so to speak, is repeat and referral business. You want to keep people coming back. I mean, as it is, they say that the average business will lose perhaps 20-30% of their customer base in a year's time. Some will lose more, some will lose less, but the point is you need to keep your pipeline filled. So in order to do that, it's important that you give people reasons to come back to you. So that's your inbound marketing mindset that you do need to have. Very, very important. So this woman, these people that I've counseled, they all seem to walk away with a lot of homework that they have to think about and to implement in order to make their ideas and their passions a reality. So those are some thoughts on the counseling that I do. And it's interesting. I've counseled, I think, thousands of people and had thousands of people in my classes over the years. And it's just, there's never a loss of potential clients for me to do that. And if you have ideas or concerns for your business, you're welcome to send me an email at teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com and even come in for a brainstorming session here on the radio, because I guarantee you're going to walk away with ideas that you never even considered. So we're going to take a break for the news and kind of come back with some weather, and we'll keep on going after that.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We just don't know enough to know exactly who was involved or exactly what the police are finding at this point.
A reporter outside the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, where earlier today an Islamic terrorist attacked a police officer with a hammer before he was shot by other police. Another reporter on the scene says hundreds are still in lockdown.
There are still several hundred people who are still being kept inside the cathedral and not being let out, because obviously there are concerns that maybe one among them was in some way an accomplice there.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says over 22,000 pounds of beef is being recalled to a possible E. coli contamination. Wholesale food supplier Creation Gardens Incorporated recalling raw ground beef and beef primal cut products following an inspection that turned up two positive E. coli tests. The products are in Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio, and Tennessee. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. And it looks like we're still about 60 degrees. Chance of showers continue this afternoon and into the evening. Looking forward into Wednesday, again, mostly cloudy. Showers at nighttime. Thursday, chance of showers. Oh, my goodness. Thursday night, a slight chance of showers. And Friday, we may get some relief. We're looking at partly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. And Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of about 57. Saturday, this is going to be a relief if it actually happens. Mostly sunny with a high near 82. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Sunday, mostly sunny. So it looks like, hooray, it looks like we're looking at a really good weekend. So I hope that this report is good. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low of about 65. And Monday will be sunny with a high near 89, so it's going to get a little bit warmer, but as well as on Monday night and Tuesday. So it looks like starting Saturday, we might have some good weather. So get ready to get out there and go hiking and swimming and touring or whatever it is that you do. We've got some good opportunities coming up, it sounds like. By the way, today is Tuesday, June 6th. It's the day that we need to vote. So I hope you'll go off to your voting center and vote for the candidates in your party for to be on the ballot for to become governor. This should be interesting. We've talked about networking. We've talked about knowing your target audience here so far today. A couple weeks ago, I did a program on summertime marketing. Please don't stop getting the word out about your business. Give people reasons to do business with you. There are many business owners who think that their audience goes on vacation. But I was in a group one time where the facilitator said, how many of you are taking vacation this summer, a week or two? Very few people actually raised their hands. Most people can't take a lot of time off from work. And, of course, people can vacation year-round. So don't assume that everybody's out of town. Please take advantage of marketing opportunities, whether it's press releases in the newspaper, networking events that might be taking place. I guarantee you that you have some competitors who think that their customers are out of town. So you may have more exposure or an elevated exposure in the summertime than you would even have in other times of the year. So think about that. Very interesting. Summertime marketing. In fact, if you do some research online, you will find some articles about summertime marketing that will give you ideas on how you could market your business. And marketing is, by the way, people don't realize this, marketing is every bit of contact with your target audience to get repeat and referral business. Now, that's a statement that comes from J. Conrad Levinson, who's the father of guerrilla marketing. If you have a chance, go on Amazon, and you will see literally dozens of books that were written by J. Conrad Levinson or perhaps co-written or endorsed by him. And guerrilla marketing is a concept that that is perfect for small business owners, especially people that don't have deep pockets, because what it follows is the concept that marketing is every bit of contact with your target to get repeat and referral business. So when I ask my marketing students and clients about what words come to mind when they hear the word marketing, it's always interesting to hear the responses. And usually the first or second word is advertising. And after that will come sales. It'll become branding. It'll become the next words might be customer relationship management. But then I go on to say, well, what else is marketing? It's every bit of contact with your target to get repeat and referral business. Okay, then we go on from there. It could be how nicely you write your sales letter. It could be the logo. It could be your tagline. It's how you speak to people on the telephone, how you treat people, how you know your physical appearance, the passion that you show, have in your body language. That's all marketing because it's every bit of contact. But the interesting thing here is because I often hear the word advertising as the first or second word, that to me translates into dollar signs. And think about it. When you see dollar signs and you hear the word advertising, that's about spending money. And the question for so many people is where is the money going to come from because they just don't have a lot of money. I also point out to my clients that if you spend money coming out of the gate without building an awareness for your business, it's almost like building an undercurrent of awareness through social media, through networking, in the real world, not online, but and you can do networking online as well. Social media, getting to know people, teaching a course, organizing a group, supporting a nonprofit. These are ways to begin the marketing exposures and to create awareness so that when you do spend money, it will help to support whatever you've done beforehand. So as opposed to running an ad and people seeing it and passing over it because they never heard of the company, there will be that aha moment where they say, oh, I've heard about this company. They're more likely to be attracted to your business and they will get to know you. The other thing in getting business today, it doesn't happen overnight. Timing becomes an issue. Trust is an issue. So you have to be out there all the time promoting your business and the value that you bring to the table. One thing that I find with a lot of people that I work with and at a lot of websites that I have reviewed is that they're what I would call product driven. They're essentially saying, we do this and we do that. They're not really stating the fact that they've identified needs that they've been able to develop an approach for solving. So businesses today have to consider themselves to be problem solvers. And if you don't solve a problem, you don't have a business. So figure out what the problems are among your customers and then figure out what approach you can take to help them out, to make them successful. And that will make you, the business owner, successful as well. Now, here in the Chamber newsletter this month, there's an article from a fellow by the name of James Lynch, who I've gotten to know in the past year and a half. He owns Regional Personnel Services, which is a company that has existed for quite a number of years. He purchased the company from the original owner, and the company did very well. In fact, years ago, I actually used their services at Regional Personnel. They offer temp to hire and permanent employees. And I had hired several people to work for me part-time in a temporary situation, but one of them I ended up hiring. But the value in working with a personnel agency like that is that you don't have the red tape of hiring somebody only to discover that they're not suitable for your business. So he had a two-part article in the newsletter, the 100 in Chamber newsletter, and I wanted to share with you what he has said about this. He says that there are three significant but sometimes intangible issues to consider when hiring. It's time, your time, your money, and morale. And he addresses the time and money here in this particular article. So he said, according to a recent study, a recent Society for Human Resource Management Human Capital Benchmarking report, it can cost up to $4,100 as a cost per hire to land a new employee. In the current economic times, however, companies can't afford to miss out on the great talent and perhaps more importantly, make the wrong hire. So time kills deals and recruiting momentum is no different. Companies that drag out the process usually end up with less than perfect hires at higher prices. And in fact, what's interesting, I had interviewed John Hadley, who's a friend of mine, and he came in here last year. He helps people find jobs. And we talked about the fact that a candidate, there are three candidates in one person. You have the one that you get to know through the resume. You get there's the one who you meet at the interview, and there's the one who's hired. So you have to be really sensitive to the individual by analyzing them these ways through the interview, through the resume. But sensing a prolonged hiring process, top performers will drop out of the pool within days or weeks, for example, thus reducing the quantity and quality within the talent pool. Only individuals with fewer options or little time to seek alternatives will remain actively engaged in the process. And those candidates who stay in the process, cost to hire them can increase substantially as a result of negotiating higher offers in order to outbid the competition. By outsourcing recruiting to an experienced recruiting firm, a company can drastically improve the speed and success of any hiring campaign. Recruiting firms are faster and more efficient, in part because they recruit every day. The best recruiting firms, however, must stay on top of the latest tools and techniques. In addition, they must stay abreast of the changing needs of their clients as well, the daily shifts in the marketplace of top talent. So those are some tips from James Lynch. Now, I've given talks to job seeker groups, and one of the things that boggles my mind is that they have trouble networking in order to get connections. Quite a few people get hired because they know somebody. In fact, Ivan Meisner, the founder of BNI's, has a great quote, and that is, it's not who you know or what you know, it's who knows you. So if you're seeking a job, obviously you can go to an employment agency such as Regional. They do a great job. But in the meantime, it's a good idea to do some of your own job seeking by connecting with people, perhaps through trade associations, and certainly it's important to have a website. I've spoken to people who are job seekers. They have not joined trade associations that are in keeping with the skills that they have, or associations that the companies that they want to work for would be attending. So it's very important that they rub elbows in the real world. It's also important to connect with people through LinkedIn. And finally, I've talked to new graduates from – I talked to a graduate from Rutgers one time, and she could not find a job. She had a degree in statistics or something like that. And I said to her, well, did you go to your counseling department? And she said, yes, I did. And I said, well, did they tell you that you should need to have a website? She said, no, they didn't tell me about joining trade associations, and they did not suggest a website. Somebody who's looking for a job needs to have as much exposure as possible. And today, you can't have too many exposures so long as they're quality. Don't get caught up with showing pictures of yourself at parties on Facebook. That's not a good idea. However, having a website would be a perfect place. It could be a URL, could be in your own name, and you can have headshots in there. You can show pictures of yourself on doing certain kinds of work that you may be doing. There might be you may have written articles in college, maybe articles for newsletters or for a class. Why not put those articles on the website so that people can see how you communicate? Also, today, people are very turned on by those who are involved in community activities in terms of nonprofit activities. So perhaps you could have a page on a website that promotes a nonprofit and shows how you participate, because being socially active in the community is another important factor in business today. But it's amazing to me. The other thing is, people that are job seeking that I've been to, where I've met them at meetings, they often don't say what's in it for an employer to hire them. An employer is going to hire you because you're going to do something for the business, so you've got to make a statement as to the value that you bring to the business. It's just not what you do, but it's the value that you bring to that particular position or that company. So there's a lot to be learned in terms of marketing yourself, and a lot of these all these concepts apply to whether you're marketing yourself for a job or you're marketing your business to your target audience. We're going to break for some other words from our sponsors, and I will be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for today. I own Russmore Mentoring Group, and through that business endeavor, I do teaching at Raritan Valley Community College for the Small Business Development Center. I also counsel private clients on various business concerns that they may have, and I do speaking. One of the speaking endeavors that's coming up, I have to share this with you, I've been asked to speak in China in August by the pet food industry publication that is collaborating with a China-based company, and they're putting on a huge, huge, big international event in Shanghai in August. And I've never been to China. In fact, it wasn't on my bucket list. And after I agreed to speak, I discovered that I needed to get a visa, and I've been kind of trying to jump through hoops or whatever the expression is, or to figure out how to get to China when it comes to getting a visa, and it is so complicated. China probably has about 15 different types of visas, and I thought that I needed one type, and I've been told, no, I need another. And it's very difficult to handle all the paperwork and to get it in a timely basis. And you have to have pictures, of course. You have to have a passport picture, but the one I had taken for my passport is really not adequate for a visa because it wasn't taken properly, even though the United States government accepted my passport picture. It would not be acceptable by the Chinese government. So I had to go get another one, which I had taken at a post office yesterday. But I'll tell you, if you have a chance to go overseas, you better prepare ahead of time. I've also learned that if you're on a tour or a ship that goes into a port of a company, of a country that requires visas, you may not need to get one because you're on the tour. But because I'm going as an individual to this trade event in China, in Shanghai, I have to get my own visa. And there's costs involved in all of that. So I'll let you know how I do on this. But I would never have probably gone to China by myself anyway, but I'll have a chance to see parts of China, not some of the better places or the most popular tourist attractions, but at least it'll give me an opportunity to have that exposure. But I've got to figure out how I'm going to get the money to take with me and how I pay, and I understand not a lot of English is spoken in Shanghai. And then if I want to go someplace, I need to get somebody from the hotel to write directions for the taxi driver. So it's going to be interesting, but I'll let you know how I do with that. And then speaking of trade events, the chamber typically has a business expo in the fall. I think last year it was in November. I don't know that they've announced the dates on it. But it's a very good place for many of the companies to have an exhibit. And you exhibit at an event like that to meet new customers, new prospects, but also to connect with your current clients to continue the reinforcement of those relationships. And I do want to mention to you that you just cannot sign up one day and show up the next at a business event. To maximize that investment, I would love you to consider what you want to accomplish. What is your goal for that event? And then you begin to think about messaging. You think about the design of the booth that you're going to be erecting in the space that they give you. You want to look at the show floor to see where the best space would be for you. Some people like to be near the food service. Some people like to be near the bathroom. And in that case, sometimes we'll give out bottles of water, and they're near the restroom so that people have to come back to use the restroom. That's another thought. Maybe you want to be alongside another exhibitor because there's a synergy between the two of you. So planning ahead is really important. And the messaging, if you have literature, samples. Another thing that people forget to do is to invite their audience to the show, to the booth. Just because you have a booth at an event doesn't mean that you're going to get people coming to it. And I think that's a misunderstanding among a lot of exhibitors. The show management's job, in this case it's the Chamber of Commerce, it's their job to get people in the door. And they do a good job of doing it. They do a lot of marketing, a lot of outreach, press releases in the newspaper. They work overtime getting an audience to walk through the door. But once that audience is in the door, then the question becomes, are they going to stop at your booth? So it's your job to get people to stop. Now, that might mean inviting people to your display, and I do recommend that you invite some key people that you want to know, perhaps to reinforce relationships or to get new customers. Invite them 3 times. So typically it's 8 weeks, 4 weeks, and 1 to 2 weeks before the event. So right there you're looking at least 2 months before the show actually takes place. Plus you have to allow time to design the booth and to design and print your collateral handout that you're going to be offering, and also training staff. So there's a lot to a trade show and event marketing. So please, please look into going to the expo because it's terrific. And secondly, begin to plan ahead. Check your schedule. Find out what the dates are, which I can't share with you. I don't know what they are, but I can't imagine they won't do the event. And then get it on your calendar and begin a step-by-step plan so that when the day comes and you deliver your equipment and your booth to the space, you're ready to roll. Very, very important. I have been doing trade show marketing for many, many years. I teach classes at Raritan on that. I've also done programs for the Chamber, and people tell me that when they have taken my advice on those events, they discover that they have a much better response. There's more that they can measure in terms of response. And I want to go back to the setting the goals. So the goal for a show in any event, whether it's a business expo or if it's a Chamber event, the goals can be varied. It doesn't have to be that it's based on a sale. You could have the goal to meet 10 new people and to get 5 appointments, to perhaps introduce to your audience a new product or service that you've just introduced. The goals might be to survey the marketplace to see what the potential might be for your product and service, or perhaps adjusting it according to the changes in the marketplace. So it's very interesting, but I don't pass up an opportunity because multiple exposures are extremely important. From a guerrilla marketing standpoint, it takes 9 exposures to get noticed, and your audience may not see you every time. So a business expo exposure is one more way that you can get in front of the target that you're best suited to serve. So please, take advantage of those. So we've been talking an awful lot about business today and the fact that we are lifelong learners, and I would suggest that you take classes in the local college that will help to enhance your abilities and your knowledge for your own business. Also, build a library of books on your topics and on business tactics such as marketing and selling. One of the authors that I especially like is Jeffrey Gittimer. He has a website, I forget what the website is, but his name, if you look him up, Jeffrey with a J, Gittimer, Gitomer, I hope you have pencil handy. look him up and read his website. He also has a newsletter called Sales Caffeine, and that newsletter comes out periodically, and it has very great information about business tactics. And sometimes he includes a little sales quiz. He'll ask you a sales question, and it's a multiple choice, and you get to answer the question, and then the message comes back as to whether or not you chose the right answer and why you did or did not choose the right answer. So I encourage you to build that library. As I mentioned before, J. Conrad Levinson, the father of guerrilla marketing, many, many books. And one of his things, besides using your time, energy, and imagination for building your business, also, you want repeat and referral business, and marketing is every bit of contact with your target audience to get that repeat and referral business. Another author who wrote a book entitled The End of Marketing as We Know It, it was Sergio Zeman, and one of the really great quotes in his book is one that I get my students to repeat, and I'll share this with you. This is his quote. The sole purpose of marketing is to sell more stuff to more people, more often at higher prices. So I usually get a chuckle out of that. If you discount, you're going to have to sell more. So don't give away product. Sell on the value that is gained by the clients that you serve. So you've been listening to Teachable Moments in Business. We have a Facebook page. Please go there and take a look to see what information might be on there. If you have questions about a business topic or would like to be interviewed, I'd love you to come by and just send me an email to teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com, and you will have an opportunity to share your knowledge and also to maybe brainstorm. I've had people leave here with ideas that they really can put to use. So my quote for the day, why fit in when you were born to stand out? That was from Dr. Seuss. Another one I love is, all the world's a stage and most of us are desperately unrehearsed. So you've been listening to Vicki Lynn Morgan, Teachable Moments in Business here in Flemington, New Jersey. I wish you a good week and a sunny weekend starting on Saturday.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We just don't know enough to know exactly who was involved or exactly what the police are finding at this point.
A reporter outside the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, where earlier today an Islamic terrorist attacked a police officer with a hammer before he was shot by other police. Another reporter on the scene says hundreds are still in lockdown.
There are still several hundred people who are still being kept inside the cathedral and not being let out, because obviously there are concerns that maybe one among them was in some way an accomplice there.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says over 22,000 pounds of beef is being recalled to a possible E. coli contamination. Wholesale food supplier Creation Gardens Incorporated recalling raw ground beef and beef primal cut products following an inspection that turned up two positive E. coli tests. The products are in Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio, and Tennessee. USA Radio News.
Kyle is a professional dog trainer.
Sit down. Roll over. Good.
When it comes to canine obedience, he's your best friend's best friend.
Oh, such a good girl.
And in his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
Nice work on those planks, guys. Now roll over and give me 25 push-ups. 1, 2, good. Hey, keep that caboose down.
You see, no matter who or what he trains, Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately for Kyle, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage.
I like it, people. Who wants a treat?
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Two men have been arrested in connection with the warehouse fire in Oakland that left dozens dead. Here's Alameda County District Attorney Nancy O'Malley.
Today, my office has filed felony criminal complaints against Derek Almena and Max Harris in connection with the deadly warehouse fire that occurred on December 2nd in 2016. That is the fire that took the lives of 36 men and women and has left one man with serious respiratory injuries.